Welcome to Accessible Art History, the podcast, the best place for art history lovers or anyone that is curious. My name is Annalisa, and I'm going to be sharing an amazing Metropolitan masterpiece with you today. Just a quick reminder before the episode starts, all sources and images will be posted on the Accessible Art History blog. You can find the link in the episode description, as well as on Instagram at accessible.art.history and at metropolitan.masterpieces. Now that we have that out of the way, let's get started. For many people, images of ancient Greek art usually consist of lifelike statues of the gods and goddesses, like the winged Nike of Samothrace or the Apollo Belvedere. But it's important to note that Greek art was much more varied than that. One of the most striking styles of Greek art is known as a Cycladic figure. Hailing from the island chain that shares their name, these figures are stylistic, geometric, and not as realistic as the previously mentioned counterparts. So to learn more, keep on listening. This particular Cycladic figure is attributed to a person named the Bastus Master. Although their given name has been lost to history, art historians have been able to identify sculptures made by them by their specific proportions and small details. This figure dates from around 2600 to 2400 BCE, or the early Cycladic II period. It's a part of the group called FAF for folded arm figure. As the name suggests, this figure's long arms fold over her chest. Gender is indicated by small breasts that sit high on her chest and a small incised pubic triangle. The figure only has one distinct facial feature, a long nose in the center of a rounded triangle head. The knees and toes are also highlighted with incised lines. At one point, the statue would have been painted with vivid colors, but now only microscopic traces remain on the marble. But they would have looked quite different in ancient times. As I mentioned in the introduction, these figurines come from the Cyclades Islands in Greece. This group of over 220 islands is located southeast of the mainland. A couple of these islands are famous today, like Santorini and Mykonos. However, the majority of the marble figures were found on the islands of Naxos, Paros, Antiparos, Amorgos, Syros, and Melos. The term Cycladic, or Cyclades, refers to a circular shape. It's used to describe these islands because they form a circular shape around one of the most important islands in Greece. This island is named Delos. For thousands of years, it was seen as a holy place. As Greek mythology developed over time, it became the home of the great goddess, a sanctuary of Zeus, and the birthplace of the divine twins Artemis and Apollo. This final story is even mentioned in the epic The Odyssey. Archaeological digs have discovered small huts that place occupation as early as the 3rd millennium BCE. It was occupied by the Greeks and Romans until it was abandoned during the 8th century CE. This isn't surprising, however, because the island lacks natural resources and all population-sustaining supplies must have been brought in via port. Today, there are 24 inhabitants of the island of Delos, living there to ensure that the archaeological sites are managed and cared for. Who were the Cycladic people who created marble figures like the star of today's episode? Archaeological evidence shows that the islands were occupied as early as the 6th millennium BCE and were likely first settled by people from Asia Minor. The settlements soon found themselves prosperous because of the plethora of gold, silver, copper, obsidian, and marble deposits. This was particularly lucky for the people of the islands when metallurgy became an important part of everyday life in the Bronze Age, and they were able to trade across the sea with other Greek cultures. The majority of Cycladic culture can be divided into two periods, the Grotopelos period, or early Cycladic I, which lasted from around 3200 to 2700 BCE, and the Keros Syros, or early Cycladic II culture, which lasted around 2700 to 24 or 2300 BCE. These names are based on important burial sites in the islands. Much of what we know about Cycladic culture comes from archaeological digs in the late 19th century. The British School at Athens and Christos Totonos were the main investigators into the culture and even coined the name Cycladic. Sadly, renewed interest in the statues and their quote, modern look, led to the destruction of many important sites as looters tried to find a way to make a quick and a legal buck. This removed the context of the works, making it difficult to study and classify them. The Cycladic civilizations seem to have declined around 2000 BCE, mostly due to increasing influence of the Minoan civilization in Crete. Today, it is mostly remembered by the fascinating, human-like figures they produced. Next, I'm going to dive into a deeper analysis of the figures, but first, let's take a quick break.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Hi there, this is Annalisa, the founder of Accessible Art History. Thanks for tuning in today. As a part of my mission, I work to provide free, quality art history content for anyone who is curious. But if you'd like to support Accessible Art History, you can find the link to my Patreon for monthly support or buy me a coffee for a one-time donation. If you do decide to donate, please let me know so that I can give you a shout-out on a future episode. Thank you for listening, and let's get back to our episode. All right, now that we're back, let's talk more about Cycladic figures. Unfortunately, there are no written records to tell us the exact purpose of a Cycladic figure, but art historians can infer some ideas based on other art and general facts about human culture at the time. As we know, the majority of these figures are stylized representations of the female form. In fact, some of the most noticeable features of them are their breasts and pubic areas. These elements are quite common in ancient cultures around Europe, and these figures were often used as fertility idols. In fact, this tradition dates back to the Neolithic times with Venus figures. I've included images on the blog to show the comparisons, so make sure you check it out. In addition, many of the figures were discovered in graves around the Cycladic Islands. This indicates that they were part of a funeral rite for ancient people. On the island of Devos, which we discussed earlier in the episode, many of the figures were found intentionally broken. Archaeologists aren't entirely sure what that means, but it is fascinating. Across the islands and time, there were a few different types of figures that developed. The one featured in today's episode dates from the early Cycladic II, or the Kyrosyros culture, 2800 to 2300 BCE. It can be classified as the Spados variety, which is the most common type from this period. They are typically long and slender, but the most prominent characteristic is a longer head and an emphasized, incised pubic region. Other types include the Calandrini variety, which is shorter and more squatted, the Dakgath Misada variety, which is more geometric, especially with the use of a triangle, and the Palos variety, which features a violin-shaped body and less prominent arms. It's fascinating to see how art developed across the islands. As I mentioned earlier in this episode, these figures don't quite look the same as they did thousands of years ago. Of course, the marble is beautiful on its own, but the artist would have painted the figure with bright colors. It would have been painted with white and then azurite for blue and iron ores or cinnabar for red would be used to paint hair, facial features, and other decorations. In the summer of 2022, the Met had a show called Chroma, which explored how ancient sculptures would have looked when they were painted. Scientific analysis was employed to determine what colors were used, and then the artist painted copies of them. It's fascinating to see, and I've linked the show's information in the source section of the blog post. I highly recommend you check out all the newly painted ancient sculptures. To our eyes, the Cycladic figures look like they could be works of art from the 20th century. This is no coincidence. As the World History Encyclopedia wrote, Cycladic art is very much a victim of its own success. Pablo Picasso and Henry Moore in the 20th century loved these figures, and they made them popular again. This prompted looters to scour the islands for pieces to sell. It also prompted forgers to make copies to sell on the market. This destroyed archaeological sites and what little remains of a once great society. It also means that many of the pieces in museums today have little to no provenance, making them dubious additions to the collection. Although they were remarkable pieces, it would be nice if we were able to have more context about the people who created them. Today, the Cycladic figure is on view at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in Gallery 151. It serves as a reminder that Greek art covers a long period of time and a wide variety of styles. This also shows us how art is cyclical, pun intended, with the figures coming back into style 4,000 years after they were first created. That's a wrap on this episode. Make sure to tune in next week when I discuss a fascinating statue of Shiva as Lord of the Dance. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Accessible Art History, the podcast. Make sure to follow us on Instagram at accessible.art.history and at metropolitan.masterpieces for updates and to keep an eye out for the next episode. They drop every week on your favorite podcast platform. If you prefer to listen on YouTube, you can find episodes there on well, about 2 weeks after each episode is posted. Cheers and see you for the next episode.